Education, particularly for girls, has traditionally been low priority among the conservative ethnic groups that dominate northern Senegal's Fouta region. But strides have been made. Now more than half of the region's children are enrolled in school. Girls have begun to outnumber boys in many village classrooms. But educators say many of those girls will drop out before they finish middle school. They blame that on poverty and early forced marriage, still a common practice in the region. Earlier this year, 12-year-old Ramada Berry was married off to a man in her village. She is continuing her studies for now. She says it is difficult to come to school. When I leave school for lunch, she says, I work at home. If I finish my housework, I can come back to school. Often, though, she says, I am late. When asked what will happen if she gets pregnant, Ramada looks at her hands and says she is not sure. Teachers say they try to keep teen wives and mothers in school, but often it's a losing battle. Ramada's math and science teacher, Mamadou Dia, says though marriage and motherhood do not necessarily mean a girl will drop out, school performance suffers. Sometimes, he says, the girls do seem overwhelmed. They are not as productive as their classmates, he says, but they still manage to do their homework. Even the girls who are not yet married have a hard time juggling homework and housework. Common chores for girls include sweeping, cooking, and laundry. The Fouta region is dominated by the Pul ethnic groups, traditionally nomadic herders. Child marriage and female genital mutilation are still practiced here despite moves against the practices in the rest of Senegal. Haruna C is a regional coordinator for TOSTEN, a community-led development group aimed at educating and empowering Africans, particularly women. He says things are changing slowly, but in general the Poles do not value girls' education. He says for them it is much more important for a girl to learn how to manage a household, take care of her husband, do the laundry, cook a good meal, and educate her children in the traditional values. C says some families see educating girls as a threat to their culture, but poverty, he says, is at the heart of the issue.
Une famille a tout ce qu'il lui faut pour nous pour vivre.
He says if a family has all they need to live, it does not need to use the girls for work so the girls can stay in school. But, he says, if a family has a teenage daughter who is not helping around the house and rather costing them money by going to school, they are tempted to marry her young to bring in some money. In Senegal, it is illegal to give a girl under 18 years of age in marriage. But Awa Njai, regional head of a Senegalese organization working to keep girls in school, says it's difficult to prevent early marriage, particularly in the villages. She says when a father wants to marry off his young daughter, she and her organization try to talk to him. But she says many fathers completely refuse to listen, and they have to let them go ahead. She says they are limited in what they can do. Tostan C says educated women who work in the region as midwives, teachers, or government officials often end up supporting their families. He urges parents to think about school for their daughters not as a handicap, but rather as an investment in their daughter's future. And look for VOA News, Podor, Senegal.